The Cantankerous Old Dogs, I would like to say, is the secondary band that was made up of just a quarter of the members of the previous band, which was Butthole People.
Welcome to Sit Sock, everybody.
We did it.
There
we
you
did
have
the
it.
Clap.
Welcome to Mother Flippin' Sit Sock.
Hooray!
I upset the dog with that one.
I'm Kyle.
Oh,
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
Han was.
I'm Kevin.
Han was upset that I made that noise, but he's back to sleep. It's fine.
I've become addicted, guys.
Oh, you caught a Dead Cells fever.
No,
oh, I thought it was
this
cocaine.
Has nothing to do with Dead Cells.
Well, then fuck
I've
you.
Started watching. I have an account on TikTok, and I've started watching TikTok more than I feel comfortable.
Kesha.
More than I feel comfortable with. But I've also learned a lot of things on TikTok, so it's kind of weird because no social media
Neat.
Thing I've ever been on before has taught me as much as I've learned in TikTok in the last, like...
Wow, what about YouTube?
I'm sorry. I don't really consider YouTube, like, a social, like, media thing. I consider it more... It's, like, more... It's more refined than that.
It's not like...
But it's really not.
I've
learned more than
I'm
I've ever.
I'm gonna Uber to your house and punch you in the neck.
I've learned more than I ever have from like 30-second videos ever in my life before. I learned how to throw a card, and I learned how to do a bunch of stuff that doesn't really matter to anyone else. But like, I don't know how to. I think Kevin understands this because I think it's Megan's fault that I'm addicted to TikTok. But
well, I think this is pretty conclusively reminds everybody that we're still in lockdown.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
As a recording of this episode, but I actually kind of enjoy some of it. It's some of it's fucking hilarious. So I'm not saying you should all try it. But I do think
lockdown?
That there's some stuff on TikTok that's worth watching. And if you're like feeling bored, try it out. Cause there's some pretty hilarious shit on there and some pretty cool stuff on there too. But anyway, that's my I'm addicted to pitch. So yeah.
Kesha.
No, there's no. I actually haven't seen any Kesha, which I thought I would see more of, considering the name of the thing. But what are you gonna do? Be sad, I guess.
That's cool.
Band names.
I'm glad
Don't
you learned
stop.
A thing.
Make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up.
I learned how to throw a card really well, but it like damages the shit out of the card.
Yeah, don't do that with your magic cards.
No, they don't work like that because they won't even bend the way you need to bend them.
Oh, do you have to like bend them all crazy to get them to like?
Like a card flicking thing, but you're not really flicking. I'll show it to you next time we're allowed to hang out.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to hang out.
Okay, well I'll never show it to you then. I'll make a TikTok and you guys can see the TikTok.
And we're never
make
gonna
a
hang
TikTok,
out.
And then I will watch it because you
okay,
did it.
He's got you there. Band names.
What's next?
Band names.
What's next
we're gonna
them?
Do
band
names.
Band names. And I heard nobody likes this segment.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Fuck you.
I can't. I do want to
Not
have a
you,
shout
you guys
out.
Don't count.
I want to have a shout out to Andrea, our biggest listener, who was in tears over our obsession and our reaction to that
stupid math pun
like a month ago.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
She was very much amused by it. So I'm glad you enjoyed that, and I just wanted to remind you all of that pain. Mostly Kyle and Kevin and Joe. Actually, Kyle for his sense of inadequacy, Joe for feeling stupid, and Kevin for just the sheer white-hot rage that he felt.
I listened to that episode again, too, and it made me mad again.
Yeah, no, Legit actually, given it a second watch, I was just like, wow, no. I'm a dummy, okay? It's a stupid little dum-dum.
Just a dumb little, stupid little dum-dum, okay? Oh my god, I got it. We gotta have to share that. Have we talked about that at all on the channel?
What, stupid little dum-dum?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know that we have.
I don't think we've ever brought that up.
Alright, future Kendrick, if you live long enough to tag this, put that video in there. Okay? Alright. Kyle, do you have the list?
I have the list.
Bring forth the list.
The meats.
I have the plumber.
I have the claret.
I have the plumber. All right, you guys ready for the first name on this list?
I am fucking ready for this.
Yep.
So this one has a parenthetical, and I'm not really sure how a parenthetical in a band name works, so I'm just going to wing it.
Poorly.
Cantankerous old dogs raised by butthole people. And that's the parenthetical. It's the raised by butthole people part.
I don't understand why that's hard to follow.
Why isn't it just one sentence that says raised by butthole people? Like, because it's a full thought.
It's an aside that you've been presented
no,
with.
No, but it's an important part of the old dogs.
Every time I see a sentence like this where it's got the parenthetical statement, I always imagine like an Edwardian era like ball where there's like somebody saying something and then there's some lady with a fan who says something and then leans over and speaks it behind the fan for the parenthetical part. So it's like cantankerous old dogs and then raised by butthole people. Because I think I might be retarded.
No, I mean I think I do that too. Like it's like that totally obvious like. Like, a side where you can tell someone's talking to someone else is what I think of.
Okay. Kevin? Kevin just said he thinks he has it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, he's very quiet, but I think he's recording louder than I'm hearing him. So, go, Kevin.
So, what I'm thinking is we got a punk band, for starters, and then, but it's like a bunch of millennials, and they're like those real douchey millennials that act older than their age, so they're like, we're cantankerous old dogs. And they're like, we were raised by our parents who are boomers, and they're butthole people, and they're just like angry all the time. Just angry music.
I like it.
I'm
on board. Right,
I have an idea.
That's good.
All right, so this one involves time travel. It's actually very similar to Kevin's, but it's a bunch of people who are vets, and they start a band, but like they're vets. Like of the baby boomer child generation, right? So they're the same people that Kendrick
or veterans
or that Kevin veterinarians.
Okay.
No, vet like army vets.
I wish you had just
Kevin's,
gone
it's
that
Kevin's
way.
Band, but instead of them just thinking they're old cantankerous old dogs, they've actually they are old dogs who got teleported to the past, and now they're singing about the future. But they're like the future that the butthole people, the boomers and stuff like that, caused them to live through. So it's like prophetic metal, like
grunge?
Kind of no, it's like more like epic fantasy metal about the future, sung by old guys who time traveled back in time who were raised by boomers.
Nice, Joe.
All right.
Let's see. The Cantankerous Old Dogs, I would like to say, is the secondary band. That was made up of just a quarter of the members of the previous band, which was Butthole People. So they had, like, Butthole People tried to get their start, and it just kind of, like, they didn't really go as well. They got a couple of gigs, they got a small following, and, like, a couple of the guys are just like, fuck this, I'm out. And then they got, like, a new bass player, and they got, you know, a new guy who was better on drums, at least at the snare part. And then they're just like, fuck this, man. Like, fuck those guys. Those Butthole People, that was a joke. What are we? And they're like, wow, God, you're cantankerous. You're like an old man. And they're just like, yeah, we're the cantankerous old dogs. And they started a new band with a new line of success.
I have to say I like the band name Butthole People a lot, too.
Yeah. Yeah. But they've never forgot their roots.
I've got an idea. Who here has not watched Rick and Morty? Nice. So.
Okay.
I've not caught the latest season. But
that's okay. This is season one. Season one.
Okay.
If you remember Snowball, what I'm thinking is it is a band made up of dogs who have had the helmets attached that give them the augmented functionality and like consciousness to become like actual humans. But rather than like go crazy and murder everybody, they just realized the futility of it all and decided to like live out the remaining couple of years they had on account of them maybe being big dogs, like the Han dog sitting here right next to me, who does not have that many years left on Earth, and realizes he can't just enslave everybody, so they just decide to start a blues band. So it's dogs in like robot suits playing banjos and you know, slide guitars and whatever else. And just kind of reminiscing about how, like, shitty their owners were. Like, where are my testicles, Summer? and which is a song. that they have, and generally just kind of talking about how the life of the domesticated dog is not one worth living, but they don't have the energy or time to have a better one.
I like it. Way to bring it home. All
right. We ready for the next one?
Ready. Mm-hmm.
All right. Puddle of Vodka. This clearly sounds like a Puddle of Mud cover band, but all their songs are okay. It's a Puddle of Mud cover band, but every time they go to record, they have to Justin Roiland it up and just get super drunk. And so there's this really niche market of people who listen to music who just love listening to slurred drunk music. So it's them recording Puddle of Mud covers, but they're too drunk to actually sing or play. So it's just a cacophony. It's what you'd listen to if you worship Slaanesh.
Can anyone name a Puddle of Mud song?
Not off the top of my head. I've heard their songs.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what Puddle of Mud sound like?
They're a grungy,
they're a grungy 90s band.
They kind of remind me of Limp Bizkit if it weren't as
garbage,
rappy.
Yeah, just not as
douchey. I know the name. But every time I go to my head, Puddle of Mud, they sound like, I just get this sound like.
Just that.
That's all I get.
It's
there's nothing in my head.
Is she fucking hates me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. That's it.
Yes.
What is that one called?
That's called.
She Hates Me.
It's called She Hates Me.
I think that's probably why that's the only one I remember. Cause it's the only one that isn't named a fucking emo kid who's naming albums on his own CD.
And that's from 10 years after their intro. So wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I think. All right. We got one. That's Kyle's entrant.
I got one.
Kevin
can go.
I mean, it's hard to look past the Puddle of Mud cover band. That's a pretty straightforward.
I agree.
Nailed it.
Yeah, definitely definitely a lot of drinking. Maybe they just redo all the Puddle of Mud songs, but in a punk fashion.
Mm. Okay.
Like beer
I feel
punk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'll drop one. It is an Eastern European cover band, a Polish cover band.
Oh, that's okay. That's close to where I was going, too. Puddle of Vodka.
So it's Puddle of Vodka. And so it's kind of if you remember that Katy Perry polka cover.
Was that by Weird Al?
That one? No, it's by this middle, Eastern European, Polish, I want to say. I'm going to piss someone off with that one. But it's great, because it's them with an accordion and, everything, and they're because you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out, you're up and you're down. It's
sweet.
Ah, yes.
Are we going to get copyright struck for that?
Yes.
Yeah, because we're totally on YouTube.
I don't think that you said any of the words correctly, so I think we're fine.
Yeah. Correct. Put that video in here, Kendrick, because dear God, it's
like yes.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
All right, so what I was thinking is that it is a Puddle of Mud homage band. It is
Wait. What's the difference between homage and cover?
Allow me to explain.
Okay,
so,
okay.
I'll feed you, baby bird. So, what they do is it's a Russian band. They play classical, stringed and harpsichord instruments. And they have they've used the same lyrics and the same beat, but they have retuned the songs and translated them into Russian and just made a completely different sound. But if you listen to it and you listen to a Puddle of Mud song right next to each other, you'd be like, oh, that's what, okay, yeah, it's Puddle of Mud. It's She Fucking Hates Me. But it's in Russian and played on beautiful string instruments.
Okay,
cool.
Okay.
I mean,
it's mm-hmm. it's way the fuck out there, but I like that more because it is.
Yeah.
All right, so, then, what's up?
Wait. Well, real quick, that's that does not look like it translates well. Ona chervotsky nenavidit menya.
Is that Puddle of Vodka? And
no, that's She Fucking Hates Me.
Hates me.
Oh, That is well not done. Trans. That is not scan well.
Right.
They just right, have anyway. To, they just have to pull a Rammstein and sing it in English really badly.
Badly. All right. Anyway,
next one. Whoopee next cushion song. Gravy.
Whoopee cushion gravy.
The immediate vibe I'm getting from that is, again, one of those bands that likes to play quote unquote instruments. They just found things around them to try and just smashing them together to make sounds, and their lead instrument, their lead player, as it will, just plays a whoopee cushion that they continually fill with gravy, and that's how they end every song. It's him just like smashing it and spilling out all this gravy all over the audience, Gallagher style.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I dig it. All right. I got one.
I don't. I'm not one. Buying tickets to that.
I can dig your. I can dig what you did there. Not that I don't want to go see that. All right. So this is. It's kind of. It's not similar to Joe's in so much that it's a strange sound being used to make music, but it's a dubstep. It's a person who makes dubstep, but they only use the sound of like wet farts that sound like they should have been poop to make the dubstep.
Sharks.
Oh my god.
Potential sharks. Potent
yeah,
shart.
It's like a potent shart.
That so, sounds like another band name.
A bunch of no, that maybe that's what they used to be called before they changed it to the mainstream.
Potent sharts.
Potent shart.
Because yeah. They didn't want shart in the name, so they just called them Whoopee Cushion Gravy instead.
There
you go.
Whoopee
Cushion Gravy is like the yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get okay. it. I get it.
Okay, I've got something. Hey, picture a group of you know those guys that sell. That have shops that are just filled with gags and jokes and goofy things. Well, it's a bunch of them. It's like four or five. And they got together and made a disco band. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I like
No lyrics, just this funky.
I like it.
The grooves. The grooves are gravy, but they like their jokes. So they're like, well, what about whoopee cushions? Everyone loves those.
Everyone does love whoopee cushions.
Indeed.
I think I'm going to have to go with, do you remember that band Stained?
I'm not familiar with this.
They were friends with Puddle of Mud. I'm
looking
sure
it up.
Yeah, basically.
They were on tour with them.
Same exact thing.
Yeah, but it's Stained, but it's a Stained cover band for a fetish demographic that you do not want to be a part of and you do not want to know any more about than that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Like it.
Just that's like, also, just like the that's also part. That's also part of the fetish. Yeah.
Kevin, have you got one?
Wait for that one.
Kevin just said so.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He did.
I didn't hear.
Yeah.
I went last. I went last.
Okay. You guys want to try? You want to do one more?
What are we at?
Like
15 minutes.
18, 19 minutes.
18 minutes.
Let's
do one more. Future Kendrick. Fuck you, dickhead. Hey, you know what? Fuck you, too.
All right, this last one we're going to do is called...
Please tell me it's called...
If that's not on the list, it should be.
No, it's called Mega Dingleberry.
Oh.
Mega Dingleberry?
Yeah, Mega
Dingleberry. That's over a million dingleberries right there.
Yeah, it hits a lot. It's quite a few. It's at least three.
That's so many dingleberries.
That's too many dingleberries.
Or is it a large... Dingleberry, like a very, very large dingleberry.
That's for us to decide.
That is for us to decide. And so, gentlemen, I say, go.
All right, it's a band that it covers Mega Man music, right? But it only uses like empty toilet paper rolls to do it. So like he's like making sound by dropping like by using different toilet paper rolls to make like the music, because like the different length of the toilet paper roll makes a different sound. So he's
like
covering
like those plastic tubes we use. What are those called?
Yeah. You get them. Not the vuvuzelas, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the ones they hit the what are those called? Name for them.
I know what you're talking
about.
The
Blue Man Group uses
the bang. Yeah, the bango things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's only toilet paper rolls, and it's really hard to do because he has to basically make them not toilet paper rolls to be strong.
Boomwangers?
Yeah.
Boomwhackers. Boomwhackers.
Boom.
Boomwhackers.
Toilet paper roll boomwhackers that cover
boom
Mega Man music.
boom whackers.
I don't think I can top that, Kyle.
Yeah, I want to hear that, actually.
Yeah,
I want to love that, Dad. I actually kind of want to, can we make that happen? Can we get some boom whackers and fucking make some Mega Man music?
Did anybody Google it? Maybe it exists.
I'm looking it up right now.
I mean, I think we can get boom whackers. I think we can buy boom whackers. I mean, you can't buy bomb whackers, but that's because I'm drunk.
You could get a complete upper and lower octave set for $100.
Fuck yeah!
Sandstorm, which is like not close, but I mean it's in a realm that's similar.
For the record, that video is delightful and I love it. Anyway, next song. No, I mean next guess.
Oh,
what do we got here?
Man, so
that
tough.
Was Kyle's.
That's so good.
Kyle, remind us what the name was.
Yes,
Mega Dingleberry.
Dingleberry.
Mega Dingleberry. Boom, Mega Babies.
I
kind of
want
to
play on the Mega part, since you mentioned that it was 1,000, and they're like a bunch of nerds, like math nerds.
Yeah.
They always got called
It's a million, but yes, go on.
Million, whatever.
Million, thousand, fuck
million,
off.
Million, thousand. It's basically the same. Well, they're a bunch of nerds, and that's what they used to get called in high school. So they ended up making like a metal band in the future, and basically they just like spit on bullies the whole time.
I like it. Like weird social justice level of like just taking the piss out of bullies everywhere.
Yeah, they're super angry.
I like it.
I'm for it. I like it.
Joe, what do you got?
My brain is stuck on boom whackers.
No, it's hard. It's hard,
it's
to, get
hard
past
to get away
boom
from
whackers.
Boom whackers.
All right, also, I got something
go,
here.
Go
here.
For it.
So, no, I had like an inkling of an idea. You ever have that like itch of an idea and then you're like, oh, I got something. And then you start talking and you're like, I don't got that thing. But I'm thinking, I'm really stuck on this whole concept of musicians or band leaders or whatever, like getting an idea for a name and not realizing that that might have a terrible connotation.
Oh, God.
That they just didn't consider. Right. So when they say like, somebody's talking about how they want to have an entire...
Like life-changing dump?
Well, more like whatever we did. I literally just edited it, and I can't remember what it was, but it was one of those ones where it was like they didn't realize... It was like the 50s one where they were like,
about.
What do you mean? There might be a weird connotation. I don't know what you're talking about, my friend.
I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember
right.
either.
Exactly.
Flipping flapjackers?
So, yeah, flipping flapjackers, right? Where it's like, yeah, we'll just flip and flapjack off anybody. It's like, no, that doesn't. That has a meaning that don't do that. But my thought is that the Mega Dingleberries were considering what it would take to create all of the sounds of an orchestra using just bells. So they had what they felt like was a million bells, a mega set of dings. And they just felt like Dingleberry was a fun way to say like a bell, like a dingleberry. And it was like, yeah, we've got a million dingleberries here. And it was so it's literally just a straight up bell symphony cover of other popular songs like Michael Jackson or Dan Fogelberg or the Eagles or Warren Zevon. And so it's this weird smattering of pop music that's just played on bells, but just fucking shitloads of bells that are all set to specific pitches. And so they're like, yeah, we're the Mega Dingleberries because we got so many dingles. And it's like, you guys did not think that name all the way through.
No.
And I feel like I'm a one-trick pony because I keep doing these like, they didn't think the name through, but it keeps making me laugh. And
I feel like we've all done a few. We've all done a few of those.
It's I can't stop. I can't stop. It keeps happening. Joe, please top this.
I'm trying. I just looked up what the Urban Dictionary definition of dingleberry is, and you're spot on.
Well, it didn't help, it's like did a it? Piece of, it's like little pieces of toilet paper that get stuck on your butt when you wipe.
Yeah, when you
yeah.
little dingleberry.
Mega dingleberry. It's like you've got a whole roll of toilet paper worth of dingleberry, and it's like it feels like a hemorrhoid, but it's actually just a dick with hair. But it's all caught up in the hair, so you can't really, like, get it off because it's, like, in the hair. It's
wipe like, my butthole clean. Go.
So
land it. We're at 26 minutes right now. All land right. this mama jamma, please, for the love of all right. that is
I've
holy
just...
and all the things that are not. All
right, I just got a stream of consciousness. So, Mega Dingleberries.
Right. On the right podcast for it. Go
Fuck.
For it.
My God, there's nothing. It's just like empty, vacuous.
Just
that's what it is.
Start Mega, talking.
Mega Dingleberry is an ASMR, an ASMR. Podcast that's that exclusively only posts on TikTok, so they're only like 30 seconds long, and it's just it's like, you know, when you record silence, like there's always like room noise, right? So it's just kind of like this like that very very low tone. It's just 60 that
60 hertz, yeah
but it's that, but the volume's just cranked super high, so it's just and then every now and again you hear someone kind of like stepping through a room, like an empty room, so you hear like the slight echo of footsteps, and then you hear them like trip over something, just fuck, ah, shit, ah, and then they kind of like go out, and then it cuts to the next one.
Okay.
That cool. is the most delightfully nonsensical, non-sequitur answer, and I love it. I fucking love it.
Well, there you go, people.
Maybe and on that very... note,
let's end it before future Kendrick kills himself.
Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe so that future Kendrick doesn't kill himself.
Yes.
Save so his life.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Bye.
Stay safe, everybody. Stop recording.